Hello and welcome to Inside Modular, the podcast of commercial modular construction, brought to you by the Modular Building Institute. Welcome everyone, my name is John McMullen. I'm the marketing director here at MBI. Today I'm joined by Corey Siegel, co-founder of Strategic Habitats. Corey is here to talk about his company's efforts to combat the affordable housing crisis with container-based homes. Corey, welcome.
Thank you, glad to be here.
Tell me about yourself, Corey. How did you find yourself in the modified container business, and how did Strategic Habitats come to be?
So we started our business in 2002. We were, and we still are, a government contracting business. We've trained over a million troops since 2002 to present.
Wow.
And we have an 8-acre facility here that we do a lot of construction, and our facility is a manufacturing plant where we would build facilities for the military, do training for the military. And now we're expanding and looking to get more into the residential affordable housing sector here in San Diego, and looking to do it throughout the country. As we see, that's a real big need that's going on in California as housing prices continue to go up, construction costs continue to go up. So we have a really good and strong affordable solution that we feel that can help on the affordable housing, the homeless side, and just a new solutions for developers that are looking to build and create multifamily projects, and we feel like we can help.
So you mentioned you're in San Diego. What can you tell me about the housing situation in Southern California right now?
So it just continues to go up. Costs are, just to be frank, are very high, and they continue to go up. Obviously, San Diego is a place that everyone wants to live with its great climate. There's a ton of great things to do here, whether it's the beach, whether it's playing golf, just being outside. There's just a lot of activities. You can go to the mountains. So a lot of folks like to move here. And with the, you know, the rising costs, you know, just we're always looking and wanting to do new things. So we've kind of had a lot of city officials come and take a look at our facility and take a look at our products that we built, and they really like it. And we're actively working with developers and other folks, churches. We're real excited about it.
So tell me about the products that Strategic Habitats is producing. You mentioned container-based houses. How is Strategic Habitats filling that gap for affordable housing?
We're just trying to get involved. I mean, you know, there's a definite need for a more cost-effective builds. You know, with the rising costs of, you know, material and labor, developers are always looking for new ways to continue to build their projects at a timely manner that's fast, that still looks good, and can give a high product to their clients. So we see the need not only in the military, but also the growing concern in California for housing. We can build our units much faster than a new stick build, and they're probably less than half the expense. I think they did a study where in California, it's $600,000 to $800,000 per door. Mm. We're substantially lower than that, and we can build our units anywhere between, you know, 8 to 10 weeks. So they're cost effective, they're much more time efficient, and the product is really nice too.
So let's talk about the first step of building houses out of shipping containers. How do you source them, and what do they need before they can be modified into housing units?
So we always get kind of a CAD drawing from our clients, and we create those. We have an in-house CAD drawer that kind of gives the specs on exactly what the client's looking for. We'll then get an approval from the client. We'll get a kind of a sign off of, yes, we like this. From there, we order the containers, and we have suppliers that we work with from Long Beach, Dana Point, all over California and throughout the nation that we get our supply from with containers. And once we have them on site, we have a strong crew of welders, carpenters, guys who are real tradesmen within that and are certified. And then they start, you know, building to suit. Everything is to code, and we build to the highest standards of what's going on here in California. And we start building. That's kind of been our process. After that, we slowly then will bring it to the client, and there'll be prep work in between that on prepping the site before, whether it be foundation, whether it be certain things. What's great on these don't need a conventional foundation. So we can put these on the dirt, on the gravel, and just, you know, basically build them up like puzzle pieces. So that's been our process that the client can see, you know, before, during, and after the process of what's going on. They can see us starting to put it together, and then, you know, then we can create a finished product for them.
So I know there must be a lot of design work that goes into these, and I know containers come in fixed sizes. Are you dealing with just one size of container? Are you dealing with multiple sizes? What's involved, you know, from your point of view and from a client's point of view in taking these boxes and really turning them into homes?
So, I mean, we usually work with, they're called high cubes, which are 9'6". So it's a much taller configuration within our containers. Usually they're 8 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
But we like a high cube that we work with. And usually we go with 8x40, gives us the maximum amount of square footage. Usually developers have a certain amount of square footage that they want each unit to be. And then we basically have the 40s that sit next to each other. If we want it's smaller, we can actually have a 40 and a 20 put together, and then they can kind of work. The 20 can be the bedrooms or the bathroom. We can just kind of configure it however is needed. Most of the time, developers will have a certain square footage. They want a one bedroom or a two bedroom, and then we could just build it to suit. But that's usually how we've done it. Most of the time, we'll use an 8 foot by 40 foot container, but another foot 6 inches taller. So it gives it, it doesn't feel as small.
So what's the development process like for container homes? Are there any additional hurdles that you guys have to go through to create these homes? Are there zoning issues, anything like that?
Well, we work with the developer hand in hand. They deal with the permitting on the kind of the jurisdiction side of things. And we'll have our facility will be approved by the state of California to where all of our units will be stamped. So it's built to code. And then from that, we will build everything to the engineered drawings. So engineered drawings are real important. So we know structurally where everything's going to be, how much, you know, how the sizes of our windows, our doors, everything is built to code to where we can then build them and then stack them up. All the weight goes on the corners. So once we start messing with walls, it doesn't really affect the integrity of the building because all our weight's on the corner. So we retrofit the inside to make sure it's extremely strong. And these can go up to 9 stories high. We try to stay at 3 stories or below because after that you have to bring in an elevator. And that just helps with not having to go through those types of permitting. But we work in tandem with the developer on the permitting side of things. And on our end, we work with our engineer to make sure our engineered drawings are built to suit. So we have a nice consistent flow.
You mentioned earlier that you had a building for military background. You were using containers for military purposes, training folks. What would you say the learning curve has been like moving from applications like that to turning shipping containers into homes that people feel comfortable in? What have you learned during that process?
Yeah, it's a big jump. Because when you're habiting as homes, you have to have the certain codes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to build to suit. You got to build it to the California compliancy. And in the military, you build it, you throw it on their land, and it's a training facility. There's no codes. There's no proper foundation. There's no insulation. All those things have to now be in on a residential habitat unit. So there's a big curve, but, you know, it's something that we're now pretty vested in and feel confident in, but there's definitely a big curve because we can build something that is, you know, a steel structure. We can slap it on the military and then they use it for training. So it's strictly for a training purpose. And then the move over to residential, it's, you know, making sure it's fire rated, making sure your sprinkler systems are in and you have your insulation and you have your windows a certain height for egress in case of a fire. Multiple exits. And so it's just having that and then also working with the engineer so that it's structurally sound too. So it's definitely a curve, but one we're excited about.
Were there any particular design challenges that you struggled with at first, but now you feel like, you know, you've got a handle on things? It sounds like you've got a handle on things, but I'm just wondering if there was something specific that maybe made you stumble at the start.
Well, I think getting proper square footage. A lot of times, you know, developers will want a certain square footage so they can get highest and best use, and also that they can charge for that out in the market. We were having a hard time with that because each unit's about 320 square feet on a 40-foot container. So some wanted it 800 and, you know, change. So it's just kind of getting those one unit, two bedroom, and then three bedroom units to what our client wants, and then kind of going from there. And we're really trying to establish having one, two, and three bedroom units to where they're kind of streamlined, but every client has a different need. So as long as we can capture their need and their main importance, we can then add those into the building. So the pre-planning in the beginning is always extremely important, no matter, you know, who our client is.
If I were to come to you tomorrow and say, hey, Corey, I want to start building homes out of shipping containers, is there something that comes to mind that you would tell me to get started? Or maybe better yet, what would you tell me that perhaps I had not considered?
First off is you have to know your land. You know, where is this going to be? Are there any certain jurisdictions that prohibit these from being in? If there's not, we can then kind of work in tandem to where understanding the ground soil. Is it hard packed? Are you going to want it on a piece of concrete? Are you going to want it on dirt? You're going to want it on gravel? So it's understanding the land, understanding the permitting processes, understanding what type of foundation, and then goes into design. And then from our end, we can create a design that is then acceptable to the client. We take those drawings and then bring that to our engineered firm that give us our engineering. And then from that, we'll have a budget within what it's going to cost to do the project on how many units the client wants, and kind of go down that path and then create the engineered drawings. Once we have those and they're stamped by the state of California, we're running through the processes with our developer whose project this is. Yes, this looks great. Then we order and we start manufacturing it.
I'm going to go off on a little tangent here, if you don't mind. You keep mentioning the types of foundations that are available for container homes. You mentioned dirt, you mentioned gravel, concrete, of course. Are there differences? Like, does it matter to you as a builder, or is it just a matter of which one the homeowner chooses and then adapting to that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the flattest and the smoothest is always the most ideal. Us coming from the military, we usually put it on the ground. We put it on grass, we put it on gravel, we put it on just dirt. But, you know, if they have a nice flat concrete pad, that's all obviously ideal. And then we can then secure it down into it. But these can go on multiple different surfaces. So it doesn't need to be perfectly flat. We can alter our ground support in our boxes to make it flat, adding either supports under each side to give it that flatness. But it doesn't need to be completely flat like a new stick build does, where it needs a foundation, where it needs to have a perfect surface in order to build. We can adapt in the field depending on the terrain. So there's multiple options there.
What's your elevator pitch to those, and be it, you know, government officials who are looking for housing, you know, housing authorities, or individual homeowners? What's your pitch to those who are on the fence about container-based homes?
Look, I mean, times are changing. We need to evolve with what the main pain points are in our economy. It's labor and materials. We're trying to build new affordable housing that works, that you don't have to wait 18 months. These can be built to suit. They can be built fast. They look really nice. And it's an alternative solution to what are the main problems are within the construction industry. Those are the top two things, labor and material. Now, I know labor is always going to be your issue with people, but if you have a material solution that can help with that and build units that you can be proud of, this is the way to go. You have to be open to change. You have to be open to trying new things. Put a couple different projects up with this in your area, and you're going to see a huge, huge benefit, not only from your cost to put this up, that's going to be substantially less, but it's going to be built much, much faster. So you gotta get with the times and evolve to what's coming down the pipeline. And those two things are always increasing. So you can find new ways to increase housing and put these in areas that, you know, that can help with not just the housing crisis, but could be the homeless crisis, could be sanitation within certain areas that'll help with, you know, littering or you give people a sense of purpose that they're in a nice home. There's many different reasons why having a more cost-effective living situation is going to be much more beneficial for our communities.
Do you think containers are our long-term solution for housing? Is this something we're going to be doing for years and years and years to come? Or is this just something we can take advantage of now as we consider, you know, other long-term solutions?
Well, I think this is a long-term solution because, one, it's a steel structure. Steel is far more sound than wood. You don't have to deal with termites or water damages. I mean, there will be some wood that's inlaid to separate the bedrooms and bathrooms, but for the most part, having steel structure is a much, you know, stronger force than any wood structure. And the great things about these, if you want, you can move them. It's a permanent structure, but you can also throw this on a truck and get it out within, you know, a week. So it's a great alternative to someone to where if they wanted to try this in a plot of land that they had, they can put up a structure. And if 5 years from now they change their mind and they needed something, they can actually move it out. They don't have to tear it down like you would a new build or a concrete build or something that you need heavy machinery and then you got to clean up and then it's just a whole other mess. So it's it can be a permanent structure, it can be a movable structure, it can be not permanent. So there's a lot of really good alternatives that containers are great for that I know is a great alternative to what's going on. So I think it's a long-term play.
What's next for Strategic Habitats? I know you guys have been doing military work for a long time. You're now invested fully in the residential side of things, but what are the next 3 to 5 years look like for you guys?
We want to, you know, continue to grow, have more projects going on in California. We want to be, you know, doing more projects, getting involved in the community. We just joined with you guys. So we want to kind of get our message out there and bring on more work and more projects so people can see what we can do and give a real good solution. We want to just continue to grow and make this a real strong solution that people will start to use. Either it be a smaller multifamily or bigger, I think this is a great solution that's going to stay for years to come. And I know anything new, there's going to have some, you know, pain points, but I really think this will be a great solution for many years to come. And we're just excited to be involved with different building communities and the modular building community. And we're with building communities here in San Diego and just ready to do more projects.
Well, Corey, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time today. If there's anything we can here at MBI can do for you, please let us know.
Great. Thank you so much. Glad to be here. Thank you.
My name is John McMullen, and this has been another episode of Inside Modular, the podcast of commercial modular construction. Until next time.